This is Brittany.
Hello, my name is Crochet, returning your call from customer support.
Hi, how are you?
All right.
Good. So I'm just calling in reference to my refund, the 67, whatever it was, the 67 and some change. What did you need for me to go ahead and pull up my records?
Okay, all I need is your zip code.
It's 85027.
85027.
Correct.
What's your first and last name?
5027, correct.
No, what's your first and last name?
It's Brittany Gordon.
Brittany Gordon?
Correct. The last name is Gordon.
I see a Brittany M.
No, a D,
Okay.
Brittany Gordon. Well, it's already been canceled and supposedly refunded. There was a $12.99 charge and then also a 67 something, $67 and some change charge on there too.
Brittney.
It's Brittney.
Oh, okay.
And the last name is Gordon instead of O-N. Sorry, I should have
Gordey.
clarified. Brittney, correct.
Okay, can you verify your address for me?
Sure, 2398 West Williams Drive or Road, Phoenix, Arizona, 85027.
You said Phoenix.
They had originally adjusted off like it was and the second charge was for some subscription or something, $67 and some change, and the original lady's like, well, I'm gonna only give you 50%. I'm like, whatever, I'm gonna call back and talk to your supervisor. She's like, well, I don't have one here. So I called back and got a manager, whatever, and she gave me the full amount back and said 7 to 10 days. But apparently, it was submitted several times back to me, and my bank had an error on it. They accepted the original one, but then the $67 something is not able to go back to me. So she said she sent it, or it was sent to my email, and I was to print it off. I'm like, no, I'm not doing that.
Okay,
You need to
but
just refund it to my account.
I was just trying to verify your address first.
Okay.
What
So I
did you
did
say?
that.
2398.
2398 West Williams
Okay.
Road,
So
Phoenix,
it does.
Arizona.
So did you receive a refund?
No, I only, well, I received the first one. That's not entirely true. I received the first one, the $12.99 or whatever it was, but I've not received the full 67 back. And I haven't received the 35 either. And the last gal that I talked to, I believe it was yesterday, had said something about it was submitted on the 29th. Hold on, I'm going to put you on speaker so I can multitask here. Can you still hear me okay? Okay, great. Sorry. Thanks.
Okay.
sorry, what was that?
Nothing, ma'am. I'm just trying to get note your account.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I was just hearing garbage in the background.
Okay, so you talked to someone yesterday?
I believe it was yesterday, yeah.
Okay, they told you that it would be 7 to 6 business days.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Yeah, it's Stacy right here.
Right, originally. So the original charge was on 11/18. And I called back like 2 or 3 days after it was charged. So this has been going on and going on. So they told me on the 29th of last month, it was finally submitted again. The first one was submitted within a matter of 48 hours. So here's what I need to know. What is the error code that you're getting from my bank to not put it back in? What's the problem?
The area code is?
The zip code 85027 or is it 85051? Okay.
It is 85051.
For the card?
And the car is 2041.
2041. I don't know what that. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So my aspiration. So on the 2041 account, the zip code that it would go back to is going to be different than the shipping address. And that's what nobody's clarified to me. You guys didn't have any problem at all getting the first one to go through. So let me give you, did you want me to give you the card address where this money needs to go back to or what?
We can't. We just refund it back into the account or to the card that it came from. We can't get anything else.
Okay. So let me put it like this. So my first one was credited back on the 16th. Or the 26th, excuse me. The 26th. And that was the $12.99. So I need you to refund the full $67 back to that same account, $67.32.
Okay, well, it shows that they told you already it would take 7 to 6 business days.
Right. And so the first one was done on the 26th, and it's been more than 7 to 10 business days since then.
Okay, man. Well, you just talked to someone yesterday, so if they got you
right,
your
no.
refund.
No, the original one, the original people that I talked to, I told them I didn't authorize these and I needed them both refunded. So the charge was on the 18th. This charge the next week, like I called probably the 22nd or 23rd. It was refunded on the 26th, one of them. We are now 8 days, 8 business days only. But we're talking about 7, 8, 9, 10 physical days from the 26th even. But from the charge itself, we're way more than that. So I guess what I need to say is if you don't have the authority to do it or you're not able to do it, capable of doing it, I understand completely. I just need to know what's the next level because this needs to happen today. I'm not going to just waste time just, you know, going back and back and back and back and back. It just needs to be done.
Okay, well, I'm finna transfer you over to the supervisor.
That would work great. Thank you so much. Is there going to be hold music or did you already, hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm just getting your information over.
Oh, you're awesome. Thank you for not cold transferring me. I really appreciate it. Mm-hmm. And then I don't have to explain myself all over again. So I appreciate you not dropping me in there.
Okay. I'm going to get you transferred over, so just stay on the line.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.